Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. President Draupadi Murmu has underlined the importance of golden hour in medical emergencies. She said that the life of patients could be saved if they get treatment during this crucial period. Addressing the 22nd convocation of the National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences in New Delhi yesterday, the President said specialist doctors should be sensitive towards emergency patients and they should never ask an emergency patient to go somewhere else for treatment. Referring to the saying, "Justice delayed is justice denied," President Murmu stressed that in the healthcare sector, the time is even more important because treatment delayed may be life denied. The Election Commission has dismissed the allegation raised by Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge about mismanagement and delay in release of voter turnout data. In a letter to the Congress President, the Commission said the allegations are unwarranted, without facts, and reflective of a biased and deliberate attempt to spread confusion. The poll body remarked that a trend of irresponsible statements attacking or attempting to degrade the credibility of the elections in terms of men and material by a national political party is disconcerting. In a move towards reinforcing disaster communication capabilities, the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, on May 9 conducted a comprehensive mock drill exercise utilizing amateur ham radio technology. This exercise marks a significant milestone as a first of its kind effort in enhancing alternative communication methods during emergencies. The state is also preparing to be the first disaster management authority in the country to enter into ham radio technology for emergency communication systems. Addressing a press briefing held at Nagaland Civil Secretariat Kohima yesterday, Joint Chief Executive Officer of NSDMA, Joni Ruangmei, informed that a mock drill using ham radio technology is one of the reliable technologies for emergency situations. To this, he said a hands-on training for 30 NSDMA officials were conducted from April 26 to 28. Ruangmei said the trained officials will be appearing examinations in the month of July conducted by the Minister of Communication to become licensed radio operators. Exuding hope that Nagaland will have licensed operators by the year-end, Ruangmei informed that once this is done, the department would be taking it to the school children who would be interested. National People's Party, NPP, has announced their participation to contest in the upcoming urban local bodies elections in Nagaland, scheduled on June 26. This was informed by NPP National General Secretary James Sangma during a press conference held at Dimapur yesterday. Sangma said that the party is looking at contesting in areas represented by the current NPP legislators. He said the party will also consider contesting in other areas based on public demand and interest. Looking at the changing political landscape of Nagaland, Sangma said there is opportunity for the NPP to expand into other areas and that there is a considerable demand for the NPP to contest. Sangma also said that the party is open to fielding women candidates even in seats not specifically reserved for them. The third edition of the off-season Cucumber Festival 2024 was held yesterday at Aliba Village in Mukuchung District. Speaking at the festival as a special invitee, Director of Tourism Veyelo Dulo emphasized the festival's role in fostering unity among the Nagas. He commended the farmers, village councils and organizing committee for their dedication in producing cucumbers during the challenging dry season, recognizing it as a rare achievement. Dulo encouraged the village to share their cultivation methods while preserving their uniqueness to inspire and educate others. Emphasizing on the importance of tourism sector, he encouraged Aliba Village to establish homestay services to enhance economic development. Further, Dulo underscored the importance of showcasing the village's beauty beyond its cucumbers, urging the creation of comprehensive tourism guides and brochures. a total of around 22,000 cucumbers were displayed for sale during the festival. Indigenous games, display of handicrafts of local made, Alibaba's food, cuisine stalls and traditional clothes were also some of the highlights of the event. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.